Welcome to In the Garden with Keith Ramsey from the Garden Supply Company in Cary, North Carolina. We know better, so you grow better.
Good morning. With Black Friday right around the corner, we were trying to come up with ideas for our family just to create new traditions and move away from commercialism. It seems that right now there's a backlog of products coming in and a shortage of this and that. And when you stop and think about it, it's like half that stuff we really don't.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. If all that stuff doesn't make it for Christmas,
what's going to happen?
Who's even going to want it?
Exactly. Where I'm like, I'm really not going to buy a lot of gifts for people. I'm going to do things for people. I'm going to cook for them, or I'm going to plant a tree for them, do an amaryllis bulb or something like that. Something that's a little bit longer lasting and it's more of a memory.
I have a wood shop, and last year I didn't get to do it much this year, or 2 years ago, I built everybody in the family's gifts and it was a blast.
Exactly. It means a whole lot more.
And I didn't save any money.
No, you don't.
You're going to save any money.
No, you're not necessarily going to save any money. You go out and you buy a bunch of presents and a bunch of gifts or a bunch of toys for a kid. You know, I mean, they use them for one. The kid's going to find their favorite toy out of 25.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to play with. And the rest of them end up at Goodwill or passed down to other family members or neighbors or whatever. But if you plant a tree for a kid and you involve the kid in planting a tree, you've taught them something. You've spent time with the kid. There's just a whole lot more value there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that my parents planted a tree when I was born. Every time we went back by the house, that tree was still growing in front of the house, and it was always a topic of conversation. So it was always a connection to that house, and it was a connection to what my parents had done for me when I was born.
That's pretty common. Or I think it used to be people would plant a tree when they move into a house so they could kind of
watch it grow. Yeah. And planting a 1 foot Japanese maple when your baby's born and seeing it grow to 12, 15 feet as your child grows. And it's something that's long lived, and it's a great memory.
Yeah. And the kids probably, that's my tree when they're out.
Exactly.
Playing
in the yard. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a friend of ours they've got four boys, and they planted a tree for each one of the boys, and they would argue over which one parents liked this one more than the other one because the tree was it was a better tree.
One tree's like unkempt and growing all sideways. One kid looks like Linus with the dirt.
Exactly. But there was much discussion over why they got that tree. So that's one thing you can do, planting a tree or baking cookies with kids or that kind of thing, starting any kind of a tradition. But Black Friday always boggles my mind. I've never participated. It just seems like a rush to buy something that would have been discounted or that's going out of date or that's last year's product. And it's not really necessarily discounted. It's marked down because it's last year's product.
I wonder if it has less appeal to me now than it used to when I was younger, because it was a family tradition. So what you're saying, we'd go out on Good Friday and shop. And then Amazon came around, and then the family moved up. And I don't go Good Friday shopping.
Yeah, I've literally never done it. So it's interesting to me. But every year I'm like, maybe I should. Maybe there's something I'm missing. But I don't think so. To me, I think it's almost like this year, to fix the supply chain and to revamp your viewpoint, go out and buy something local, shop at a local place, or go to a farmer's market or a small independent store, and just skip the Black Friday spending. Put that money in, invest that money, or invest it in the community and buy local. My family, over Thanksgiving, my mom was in the florist business. And so we always make wreaths, and it's my uncles and aunts and cousins, and we're all just clipping stuff out of the yard. We make Christmas wreaths, and it's just a creative thing to do, and everybody's hands on. But any kind of crafting project or something you can do with family and be able to just enjoy life and make memories more than buying more crap, it's going to end up at the dump.
Yeah, I like the idea of having an experience. It might seem like it's less because it's not around as much, but at the same time, they might be the things that your family members end up treasuring the most.
Something you can take pictures while you're doing these projects or having an event. Our Host a Hive is a way that I think a lot of people do gifting. A husband or a wife will buy Host a Hive for a spouse or a family member, but it's a way that you're giving back to the environment. You can participate in beekeeping and involve your kids in the whole nature of it. And it's a hands-on learning. You can get out and you can get into a hive and see the bees and learn all about bees and not have to own a hive yourself. So that doing something like that, something that's pretty hands-on. And
with the host hive program, you also get honey.
Exactly. And there's a lot of host hives out there. They range in price from $400 to about $2,000. And the interesting thing about our host hive is it's the cheapest, but we also, instead of some of the host hives will be $1,200, $1,400. And if you get honey in your hive, you get honey. If you don't. And what we do is we average the honey out, we'll harvest the honey, and everybody ends up with 10 jars of honey. You end up with 10 pounds of honey, which is more than most people would use in a year. So it gives you honey that you could gift, but it's a sure way of getting honey. If you're a beekeeper, there's years that you don't necessarily harvest honey. So we work really hard to make sure that the bees are moved around and in areas that there are nectar flows and stuff like that. So it's a pretty successful way to keep bees and actually make sure that you're getting honey every year. And it's good local honey, so it makes a difference in your health, the cold season or allergies or that type of thing. But the other thing that on a list of things that people could do is to work and just working in the garden with kids, getting them involved in garden hands-on. It's a good mental health thing to do. People are stressed out this time of year going into the holiday season, and being able to just get out, put your hands in the dirt, it releases, every time you touch the soil, it releases serotonins that kind of make you relax. And most gardeners they know that for a fact. They know when they go out and they start gardening that instantly they have a relaxed, calm feeling about it. Involving people that haven't done that and getting them in that, addicted to that kind of gardening and out being out in nature and seeing green stuff. And one of those projects that you could do is pollinator gardens. Either planting seeds is a really inexpensive way to do it. Get a packet of seeds and prep the soil and literally just scatter the seeds. If you involved kids, they scatter the seeds and then they come back out and they get to see the seeds germinating and slowly growing on. And then it's a long-term process. It's 3 or 4, 5 months, 6 months, a lifetime of watching the seed grow and then the plant mature and then flowers come and then the pollinators start to land on those plants and hatch out new young and whatnot. The other thing that people can do is, and there's absolutely no cost to it, is prepping for the holiday season, getting family pictures and that kind of, come into the garden center and bring your phone. One of our staff can take a picture, have your family stand in front of the Christmas display or out in fall colors and snap a few pictures. Spend time with the family just being out and about, either a garden center or a farmer's market or pumpkin patch, Christmas tree lot, that kind of thing. It's a great way to spend the afternoon and get some good pictures in. I think back to the supply chain, I think if we just stop spending for a minute, maybe we could fix the supply chain, slow everything down, enjoy life, and things might just come back to normal.
Thanks for listening. This episode is complete. If you're in the Raleigh area, find the Garden Supply Company at 1421 Old Apex Road in Cary, North Carolina. Find out more on our website at mygardensupplycompany.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Garden Supply CO. Until next time. We know better, so you grow better.